Where is the lie?
Tell me where it is.
So, recently, from the cell of Robert Kelly.
I wanted to ask you something. Can you sing a song for me?
Which one?
Love Letter? Did you get my call?
Did you get my call? Oh! When you read my love letter.
Yes, sir!
Thank you.
Like, where's the lie, bro? Where's the lie? Made, like, what's that, so?
That what's made your her thoughts, bro? That made her day. Like, I don't even think nothing of it. Like, that made her day. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know if that's her birthday, her, I don't know, bar mitzvah. I don't give a fuck. That made her day. I'm all for it. Shout out to Kel.
Hey, bro. Hey, but look, though. So apparently, yes, her father is the cellmate of R. Kelly, right? So that raises the question, bro. I mean, would you put a little something on, you know what I mean, on R. Kelly books to get, you know, a little song sung, you know what I mean, for your old lady, happy birthday, you know what I mean, for your daughter, son? Or matter of fact, if you inside, would you trade snacks, maybe a honey bun or something, honey bun or two, for R. Kelly to sing for you, you know, to your old lady? I don't know. I'm just saying, where's the lie with that? But what's your thoughts on that?
R. Kelly is R. Kelly. I mean, they sold hundreds of millions of records, you know what I mean? Like, R. Kelly is still a megastar. He is who he is. I mean, you know, when you celebrate the art from the artist, R. Kelly is a great. He's still should be mentioned. What?
Separate the art from the artist.
I mean, because that's what you had to do, right?
True.
I mean,
true.
Yeah. Like, you separate the art from the artist. And R. Kelly, you know, you boil it all down. R. Kelly is up there with the Michael Jacksons and the Ushers. And so, yeah, I throw a couple pesos over there. You know what I mean? Sing my anniversary or something. You know what I mean? It's still R. Kelly, however you put it.
Look, it's a bunch of shorties right now watching this chain like, nah, nigga. But, hey.
It's R. Kelly. Nah, women still love R. Kelly.
Yeah, there's some out there.
Play You Remind Me of My Jeep around a bunch of black women right now, bro. They ain't gonna say shit. They'll say something. Yeah, if you remind me. You know what I mean? They gonna start 9 days.
They gonna be out that shit, bro. They gonna be out that shit.
They gotta wait to make sure it's safe first. You know what I mean? They gotta make sure that everybody else, that nobody else objects to it. You know what I mean? Because that's what it is. When you hear R. Kelly, you gotta wait. You gotta make sure nobody's saying shit. And then once you realize everybody just kind of with it, you that's when you can vibe. Like, all right, you know, like, you got somebody to be like, y'all playing R. Kelly? You gotta kind of join. Yeah. Like, nah, y'all know that bang, you know what I mean?
And look, me and the rest of the black delegation looking at you like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you, I haven't listened to an R. Kelly joint in a minute. Like, if I have, it's been because somebody else is playing it or it's just on or something. But yeah, me personally, yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's just me.
Bro, I knocking still you want R. Kelly to be played at my funeral. The I Wish remix, man. Bruh. I need, like, you gotta
stop, bro. Stop, bro. What? Stop, man. Stop.
Play the I Wish remix, bro. Play that. That's it's on wax. That's what I need at my. That's what I want played at my funeral,
bro. I don't even have anything else to say to that, sir.
Nothing to say.
But
other than I'll make sure that I'll run this back for you. You know, we'll run this footage back so we know, you know, what to play. when you setting up the playlist, you know that I Wish need to be right on that motherfucker.
Hey,
right
by that's down, what you, right hey, bro.
Right in front of Down by the Sparrow, right in front of and then
hey, I'm gonna play this footage
this exact footage before it commences. So they know that this is the bullshit that you wanted for your
homegoing. No. Why is it bullshit?
It's not
separate the art from the artist, man.
Oh my god.
Separate
goodness,
the art
bro.
From the artist, bro.
Look, well, for all those tuning in, if y'all want to separate the art from the artist and y'all agree and y'all have a 2 cents that y'all want to throw in on this, make sure y'all hit us up on IG, man, at hiphop.com did it, or y'all can hit us up at 571-572-0977 and we'll be happy to hear from you.